And welcome again to the KI Prime podcast. I'm Alina Jenkins, and our guest today is Mandana Shirazi. Mandana is professor at Tehran University of Medical Sciences, or TUMS, and affiliated professor of Karolinska Institutet. She started her medical career with a BSc and MSc in midwifery from TUMS and subsequently began working as a faculty member of midwifery. After 5 years, she started working at the Educational Development Centre and was later promoted to the position of executive manager at the Continuous Medical Education Office. Mandana then came to KI to study for her PhD, where her thesis focused on the diagnosis and treatment of depression by general practitioners. Returning to Iran around 15 years ago, Mandana founded the first standardized patient unit in the country at the Education Development Center of TUMS. Mandana, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm really interested to hear about why you went into this area of standardized patients.
Because when I start my thesis and when I was also in the executive manager of the CME office in Tehran, I understood that the GPs, general practitioners, couldn't diagnose and treatment depression well. So based on the literature and also my experience, I decided to choose this topic for my thesis in order to see that how we can improve their diagnosis and treatment. Based on the stages of change theory, we used to improve their ability in this case, and then we encounter with the problem. What's the problem? The problem was that how we assess them, how we can understand that their performance increased. So, by the way, standards patients was the best way to assess their performance without they know, incognito standards patients. And the standards patients are the person who play the role of the patient, however he or she is not a patient, but we paid for to them in order to play the role of the patient for us based on the many training sessions that we had for them before they will be the standards patients. And then we send them to the physicians in order before and after the intervention, in order to see that whether our education was success or not. And fortunately, after this, we have seen that their performance improve. So standards patient is very important issue in patient safety. In patient safety, in order that general practitioner and also the student of medicine or other health sciences don't encounter from the first step with the real patient. They should encounter with the standard patients in order to know that how patient feel, how patient react, and if they have something wrong, then the rater or the faculty who is there can give them feedback. And then they correct their performance in this regard. So I think that standards patient, I'm founder, as you told me, as you told us that standards patient, I'm founder the standards patient in Iran. And after the 10 years, Ministry of Health also reached to the conclusion that they need high stake exam before graduation of physicians. So it's very important issue for me, for patient, not for me, for all, for patient safety. Because when I was a childhood, also, I always think about how I can reduce the pain and also the damages to the patients. And for this reason, I went to the midwifery and also continue my education into the medical education. And then my first choice was that how we can reduce the pain. And also one of the our famous poetry in Iran mentioned that human beings are members of the whole in one essence and soul. If one member afflicted, other member on easy will remain. Sa'di, 7th century. And by the way, I always think about that how we can make better our patient safety. And I think that one way is standard patients.
It sounds like this was quite a novel idea when you introduced it. What was the feeling in your area at the time when you said, I think we need to do this? What was the response that you got from the community?
From the community, the response was that fortunately, the Ministry of Health accept this idea. And nowadays, all the general physicians before graduation should pass this exam, OSCE exam, with the standard patients. And this will help to a community feel safe more than before, because the physicians who are visited them are eligible in some sense, at least. I don't want to say that in all parts, but at least in some sense in communication skill and something which is related to the standards patient's capability.
Yeah. Well, what have been some of the challenges in sort of getting this implemented, keeping it running? So what have been some of the difficulties getting to where we are today?
There is some challenges. One of them is that the money, because the limited amount of money, because when we recruited a standard patient, we should pay to them. And the money item at the moment in Iran, as you know, we are in the sanction and its limit, and we hardly prepared some money for them in order to go send them to the OSCE examination, especially. However, we use them as an innovation, as a trigger for some qualitative study and also for teaching purposes. But the money issue is the most important challenges that we encounter at the moment. And I think that developed country should somehow help us in these regards, because this depends on the patient safety of the community, and all the community have a communication with each other. And if you know that the COVID, for example, when the COVID-19 in China start, all part of the world were infected with this kind of viruses. So we can understand that how important it is that we need to help regarding some budget for Ministry of Health for developing patient safety in Iran.
Yeah. We've been talking about this over the last few days, and the sense that we get with the medical education research community is that it does stretch its arms around the world.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you feel that could be done aside from money that could help you?
Yes, also the education of the faculty, and renewed this education is very important. And for this reason, just as a on parenthesis, I couldn't travel to the Congress in order to see that what is the new in our fields. just for money issue, because the registration fee is high, and also our country hasn't enough budget to cover our costs. So it's good also if the community of developed country research in, who are researching in medical education, help to each other in order to improve all together, and in order to make a balance between them, and somehow in order for making them improve, such as India and the UK, that UK helped to the India in order to improve their health issue.
Where do you see your research and your work that you're doing with standardized patients? Where do you see that going? What would you like to try and achieve in the years ahead?
In the years ahead, we have one gap. We have one problem that I should solve it somehow. Because at the moment, standards patients are playing their role as a somebody who teach or assess communication skills and also physical exam and something like that. But he or she couldn't assess clinical decision making and something like this. So we should find some reason, some solution for making them capable, or using some medical students instead of them. However, I tried with the medical students and they don't accompany good with us. Maybe they think that we are doctor, and then why we should play the role of the patient and something like this. But I'm thinking about this in order to see that what is the solution for this problem in order to clinical decision making.
Any ideas what those solutions might look like?
Another idea is that clinical audits together with the standard patients. But again, this has some difficulties, because if you send two persons at the same time to the clinic, then the clinician for sure understand that this is fake and this is not a real patient. And if they understand that this is the fake patient, then everything will ruin. But one way is still remain, that standards patient, when going to the clinic, they bring up some document for us, such as prescription and also some test and some laboratory test. And then based on these, we judge how the clinician make a decision regarding these patients.
I've been asking everyone, Mandana, what it means to be here at the Karolinska Institute as part of the KI Prime Fellowship Program for 2023. So what's the experience been like for you, and what do you think it means for you and your research?
Exactly. When I am here, I understand the gap that I encounter. Before, I didn't see like this, that, okay, now there's a gap for SP because they couldn't diagnose and also make a decision. Then I should find a new way, maybe, in order to convince medical student to act better than before for being the SP. So they helped me to see from another angle that the problem, what is and how I can overcome the problem.
Well, I wish you the very best, Mandana. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to everybody listening at home. We'll be back again very soon with another episode of the KI Prime podcast. Until then, take care. Goodbye.